Late Morton Feldman is an enormous challenge for all interpreters, and we're not just talking about duration, the sheer length of some of the pieces. We're talking about a world that can be as familiar as it is strange, one made of subtle repetitions, but one that's never repetitive, one that obeys no rules, nods to no one else, one we have no idea where we're often going to wind up in. In Feldman, the repetition never sounds like a thing being duplicated, either to fill duration or to, say, demonstrate a process being worked out. It has the nature of an image or thought being sustained, reflected upon perhaps. The thing, though, is that it's never repeated exactly. It's blurred a bit, maybe, by minor changes of rhythm, register, or voicing, but it's not really development. Instead of repeating or developing, you may really feel that the music is actually hovering somewhere in your imagination, its boundaries not quite distinct and becoming vaguer with each repetition or appearance of repetition. Palais de Marie is Feldman's last major work for piano, and pianist here Ivan Ilyich stays out of the way, playing the piece very skillfully and unobtrusively, being very faithful to the music, both in its technical execution and perhaps its intended effect. Now, that perhaps is because nobody really knows in late Feldman. But we will say this, it may be a challenge at first, but when you allow yourself to listen deeply to this performance, you'll find the music speaking to you in a language that is somehow extraordinarily passionate. Ivan Ilyich in Morton Feldman's Palais de Marie.